This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ankle's got a lot of moving parts and all that stuff. The fibula's just sitting there.
Jeff, it sounds like the mid-shaft fibula fracture can heal in about 6 weeks, while a spiral fracture take 3 to 6
Tyvus,
months.
Tyvus, listen to Andy BSing. He's
and if you've
joining
got pain
right
and swelling.
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Tyvus Powell. Hello, Tyvus.
Hello, Tyvus.
How are you doing, gentlemen? How's the phone calls? Isn't it a wonderful day in Cleveland?
It's like it was yesterday for us, buddy.
There's a lot of higher-up calls. Huh?
Oh, my goodness. That's the case. ankles, tough injury to recover from. Broken fibula, not as tough, correct?
That is very correct, yes.
Okay.
The ankle thing, you know, you can work that. You're going to do some, you make sure you get some flexion, some flexibility in your ankles. Fibula, that's a little longer of a road to recover.
There it is.
All right, my friend. Describe what we witnessed yesterday, please.
Well, what it looked like to me was you seen the team that came out there, and, you know, Jameis looked really good offensively, very strong, solid performance. You seen some wide receivers step up and make plays when the ball was their way. And then you seen a team that totally collapsed in the fourth quarter, specifically on the defensive side of the ball, you know. And a lot of guys are talking about the effort and throughout that. You know, outside of DeJuan Thornhill, I don't know how much of the effort it is. I think DeJuan Thornhill thing, that was big. I don't know. I can't spin that any type of way. You are what you put on tape. But it's just a lot of misfits that happen. And the not running to the ball part is the thing that stands out to me, because even on the 4th-and-1 play to Taysom Hill, you know, yes, Dale Pitt should make the tackle, but Dale Pitt misses the tackle. My issue with the whole thing is, after he missed that tackle, where are the 10 other guys? He slowed them down. You know, it was to the point where the funny part is Taysom Hill breaks the tackle and continues to run, and he turns around like, where everybody at? Like, that to me was weird. So I understand the effort thing where when people talk about that, but this defense completely has lost what they were last year. You know, they are completely been a shell of themselves from what they were from a year ago, and it's unfortunate, and it makes no sense, because they are the ones that kept their defensive staff. They are the ones that brought back the same 11 players. So why, excuse me, 10, because they are missing the middle of Mike. Jordan Hicks is new. 10 players, and yet this is the performance that we're seeing from them, and it just makes no sense to me.
I gave you credit earlier on in the show for saying something early on that I didn't catch. You said it, and you're right, as it turns out. And when you said you didn't like the idea that they brought back the defense basically as is from last year, even though it was the number one ranked defense against, you know, yardage in the NFL, why did you feel that way? Why do you need to tinker?
You need to tinker it, because once you bring back the same players, you got a whole tape of these guys. You have a whole tape on exactly who they are as a player. You can scheme it up. You can find out a player's weaknesses. But see, if you bring somebody different in, if you switch it up a couple, just it ain't got to be a lot, just a couple of new pieces that people might not understand how they're going to fit in there. Those could be the difference. They can make play a couple plays a game that's not expected from them to make, and it gives the defense a total different look of what it is. With this, you've seen what Houston did to you. They figured it out, and yet you came out there and ran it back with the exact same players. They've been figured out. So everybody's going to take that blueprint and just continue to exploit that blueprint. And that's why I'm not a fan of always running it back with the same guys. You need somebody to be an X factor that switches things up and changes the identity, you know, that can make a play here and there that's not expected. So that's my reasoning behind that.
That's interesting.
Tyvus, when you're in a situation like they are right now and you walk in the locker room, is everybody on needles and pins wondering what their own future is going to be? Or, you know, what's it like? I think this isn't a bad week to have a Thursday night game because there's really no time to think about anything other than getting prepared for Thursday. But when they walk in there on Monday morning tomorrow or next week, I mean, it makes it a little bit of a longer week. And then, you know, what's it like in the locker room? Tell me what it's like in the building.
I mean, obviously, you know, your playoff implications is pretty much down the drain at this point. I think I said this maybe a week ago, you know, where now what it pivots to is there's still – you can't as a player just pack it in and say, you know what, it is what it is. You can't do that because – there's no guarantee that they're bringing you back. And for the guys that's on the last year of their deals, they need to put out good tape so somebody will pick them up, or this is it. Like, this is the last thing we're going to see is you in a Browns uniform. So you always have to be motivated to go out there and play hard for the simple fact that you are still playing for a job somewhere next year. If it's not with the Browns, it's with somebody. It's like the preseason all over again. You got to go out there and play as hard as you can and put good tape, because you're still trying to make this team for next year or a team the following season. So, you know, guys still got they're still going to play hard, you know. But the wins and losses, it just don't sting the same. When you lose, it ain't going to sting you. It's like we wasn't going nowhere anyway. But that's
well
the difference right there. Like, you when you lose, it's like, okay, whatever.
Tyvus Powell joining us from the Browns Radio Network. What do you make of Mike Vrabel being on the sidelines at a road game for the first time all year and in with the communications aspect, wearing an earpiece? That was the case yesterday in New Orleans. And Kevin Stefanski said he was able to make it on a road game with us. He's been with us on home games, but he was on the road. That feels a little funny, Tyvus.
I mean, Mike Vrabel finally being on the sidelines, first of all, I think that's something that should have happened. I mean, everybody that called in yesterday and everybody would say, you know, Kevin doesn't get on these guys. Well, Mike Vrabel will.
Right?
Mike Vrabel will. You know, if you want that guy, if Kevin doesn't want to come off as the bad guy, or if he wants to, you know, stay on their good graces, you still need somebody to be in these guys' faces and hold people accountable. And you appoint somebody to be that a-hole, as they would say. And Vrabel has no problem doing that. And I think the difference is it hits differently, because what are you going to say to Vrabel, a Super Bowl champion, a guy that's played in the league for multiple years, a guy that's the epitome of Cleveland, a guy that's from Cleveland, a guy that played the game hard as heck, every snap he could. And on top of those things, you see him every day in practice. He's still sprinting around in practice. You got a relationship with him, so you got the respect from him or for him. So, I mean, that's, to me, it would have been they should have been done that, because he could get the best out of somebody just from just talking to them or getting in their face on the sideline and getting fired up.
All right, I don't want to talk about getting fired, but I'm going to talk about getting fired. When your team can't score 20 points a game and you've only done it once the season, I mean, we have to expect change, right, at the end of the year. And so I talked about walking around the locker room on needles and pins, but I don't – where do you start, like, on a change if you're going to make a change? And, you know, obviously, this, I mean, Ken Dorsey's not looking real good at this point, because the offense – despite the fact, though, that they're just weird. You know, they're the worst team in the red zone. They can't get there in the entire NFL. They don't even get there twice a game. So I don't know how it doesn't start there, and then you go from there to what's next. So what's next as far as trying to rebuild a coaching staff or rebuilding a front office, or does it not have to happen? You tell me.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of ways you could go. You know, you can All right, so let's break this thing all the way back down. Let's talk about just some of the mistakes that I think was made to begin with. You know, I think that when you go back to the fact that you overloaded your entire offensive staff because you wanted to cater, instead of catering to 52 players, you decided to cater to one player, that's a problem. That's red flag number one, okay? Secondly, because I feel like that's a red flag for the simple fact that why did you go get a player who couldn't play in your system? Like, that's when you do scouting, when you go draft, when you go get free agents, typically you go get the guy that played in your system, that did well in your system, and it'll be an easy transition. Like that. So that was the red flag from day one right there. So you overhaul your whole offensive staff, you know, for various reasons. It's not just for Deshaun. It's everybody had their own personal reasons for wanting to go or for getting fired and all of those things. So I'm not just going to put all that on Deshaun. But that was the first one. Secondly, you do go get another play caller, but you don't let him call the plays, you know. But this is the guy that's supposed to be better suited for your quarterback, but you don't let him call the plays, you know. So that was kind of a red flag as well. So I think those are the things that you have to address right there. You got to figure out, one, who your quarterback going to be. Two, have you lost the culture of this team? You know, when you look at this team from last year and you look at the team this year, you can tell that it's two totally different looks. They look totally different. You know, not the accountability, the energy, the passion, the toughness, all of those things is lacking this season. So you have to ask yourself, what changed from last season to this season? There's a handful of things you could point out, but you got to pinpoint which one of them was the most significant change. Find a way to get that back. And if you think Kevin can't get that back, if you think Kevin has made the decision to where, you know, he's become their friends and guys just don't respond to him anymore, I mean, then that's a different conversation. But I do believe Kevin is a great coach. I do believe that the reason that people respect Kevin so much is because of the way he doesn't shade you in public. You can have an honest conversation with him. He can get the best out of you. And I think a lot of players got a lot of respect for Kevin. So I know a lot of people is on this big fire Kevin Stefanski train. I don't necessarily think that that's it, but I definitely think you need to figure out where the disconnect happened at. Maybe training camp was too soft this year. Maybe y'all trusted the players to do things and they just didn't get them done. You know, you give them an inch, they took a mile. Maybe that's what happened. You know, but something significant happened that nobody's talking about. But this team has significant regress from just an attitude standpoint. And it's more particularly on the defensive side of the ball where there wasn't a lot of change. That's the part that is really mind-boggling. You know, a lot of people talk about the offense struggling this year. I look at the defense because the defense, this is the thing about the defense. They knew before anybody else knew what that offense was going to look like. How? Because they see them every day in practice. They seen the joint practices. They seen them every day in practice. They seen how they couldn't move the ball and all the non-success that they was having. So if I'm a defensive player and I know those things, we got to crank it up. We got to be the aces this year. We got to carry this franchise this year. And the fact that they didn't step up to that challenge is very alarming to me. So that's my biggest beef is really with the defense, not the offense. But I'm biased because I'm a former defensive player.
That's all right. That's the idea. If you're in that locker room and you've just watched Jameis Winston play three games and have two pretty good games, one rough game, but throw for as many yards as anybody in the NFL over the last 3 weeks and throw for almost 400 yards yesterday. What do you think right now?
I understand why Kevin would say he gives us the best chance to win games. I think that Jameis is one of those guys that he does give them – from an organizational standpoint, he is the best quarterback to help you evaluate the rest of your offense. If you're trying to make some decisions on receiver or offensive line and stuff like that, he is the logical choice because of the fact that he knows how to run a pro-style offense. He knows how to put the ball out there and give the receiver a chance He's not moving around, scrambling around, or drifting in the pocket. So these offensive linemen know the point, the spot that they got to protect to keep him clean, you know. So I think that from an evaluation standpoint, he's perfect. From a defensive standpoint, listen, the guy lets the ball fly. I mean, that's it. He can make something happen. So it should be more inspiring to get the ball back to him because he has the ability to put points up on the board.
Thanks for being with us, sir.
Oh, no problem. Go always and forever, no matter how good or bad the season is. Go Browns, go Bucks, and go Cavs.
Well, all three. I like that.
And, how about the guards? You want to throw guards in there, too?
Hey, let me ask you one
and
more
go
thought.
Guards, too. There
you go. Yeah, with guards, too. Let me ask you one more thought. This was so disappointing on Sunday, and you turn around and you play on Thursday. What's that do for this team that's sitting there at 2-8 right now?
Well, I tell you what the number one thing they will say is they got to flush this. It gives you no time to sit around and pout about the Saints game. You got to move on, flush it, learn what you need to learn, and you can make things right by beating Pittsburgh. You know, at this point, give the city of Cleveland something to be excited about. You beat Baltimore. That was great because they stole the Browns, so you want to always stick it to Baltimore. But to beat Pittsburgh, man. You might lose the rest of the season, but we can always say we beat Baltimore, beat Pittsburgh. That gives the fans something to be excited about. So I think that it's a big game, and I'm hoping that these guys show up for that.
We'll see you on Thursday. Thanks, buddy.
See you, Tyvus.
I'll see you on Thursday.
Tyvus Powell, a man who loves his fantasy football.
Really?
Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You need to watch games with them instead of getting ready for games with them.
Ah, that's how it works.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You heard what Tyvus had to say about a few different things there, folks. And that's a guy who's been with a lot of different organizations and seen a lot of different coaches and everything else. He likes Kevin Stefanski as a coach. He always has. And I think that if you're in that camp, I think that might make this whole thing even stickier than anything else. Because I think you have a good coach.
I have a tiny way out of it. I'll tell you.
But you're 2-8.
I have a tiny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Any way out. We were both a little surprised he didn't have a job this year, but
yep.
To his resolve, that might be the best thing that ever happened because he might have other teams looking at him.
I really liked him as an NFL head coach. The thought that he's here as an advisor, consultant, coaching consultant, and as Kevin has said, he's been been valuable to him as a resource. Does that make you think that it's less likely or more likely that he would be a possible successor?
Less.
I think so
less.
Too.
Yeah. If he's on headset on sidelines during game day and you want to change the coaching staff, I think he's...
It sounds kind of creepy almost, doesn't it?
Yeah, like you're kind of waiting.
Yeah, and I don't mean that from a Vrabel standpoint. I mean just You know, who are the deep thinkers who put the guy who might succeed the guy right there on the sideline next to him with an earpiece in?
Yeah,
I honestly think he's here to help.
I do, too.
Not to succeed.
I think he's with another team next year. That's what I think. I think he's with I don't think he's with the Browns. I think he'll be head coach somewhere else. That's what I think. Why wouldn't he be? He'll be a head coach somewhere else. I have a way out. I mean, I actually have a way out of this thing that if you wanted to retain pretty much everybody, you could. You want to hear it?
Do I ever.
What if Jimmy Haslam steps out and just says, guys, look, and is talking to the fans and is absolutely honest with the fans and just said, this road we're down is my fault. I've signed off on everything. I've got good people in place. They know what they're doing. I've trusted them, and I will continue to trust them. If you want to blame someone, blame me. This is 100% on me, and we have a new directive, and I'm going to try to step back from operations. And I was just like, if these guys need something, they can come to me. Otherwise, I'm not going to get involved with anything. And it says that and is open and is honest with the fans. If he steps out and does that change anything? It's on me. The people I have that are working for me right now, I believe in them. We are going at this, and we are going to change this culture, and we are going to, you know, I can't change injury, you know, but maybe we made some bad decisions. The hard part is that Deshaun's still under contract. So I don't know how you attack it moving forward without completely 1,000% devaluing every cent you have invested into Deshaun Watson. But I do think that if he stepped out there and said, look, maybe I'm the guy that decided to make the decision that turned this franchise in the completely wrong direction. I don't know. There might be some validity to that, and there might be some hope for the future for the rest of this team. And by the way, he's not going to fire himself, so what are the repercussions?
If he steps out and says, blame me, then what do you do if you're a fan, if you're anybody?
He's got to say, blame me, but this is how we're going to correct things in the future.
Blame me, but we're not going to fire anybody.
Yeah.
All right, then how are you going to get better?
But he's going to say, I'm going to step away from having my hands and stuff. I don't know. Maybe
does he have his hands and stuff?
I don't know.
Exactly.
But if he wants to keep these, he could even just get out there and say, believe me, and if he didn't have his hands and stuff, say, I had my hands and everything. I'm stepping away. It buys you another year, I think.
Maybe. Jim is in Strongsville. Jim?
Hey, Jim.
Welcome.
Andy, we're not stupid. That will not work.
Well, I mean, what if it's true? What if he is the reason that all the problems are going on right now, and he recognizes that and says, I'm the problem. It's me.
I don't think that's the case. Now.
And maybe then we get a Taylor Swift concert, too, because they could sing it to each other. That'd
cool.
be great.
Yeah.
Look, here's the other thing. Andy, I hear what you're saying. I like Kevin Stefanski, too. I think he's a good offensive coordinator. Look, the problem is Kevin Stefanski is not a great coach. You guys keep saying he's a great coach. I think we have a heck of a coach.
I don't know that I've ever heard Jeff say he's a great coach. A good play caller. Okay. I've never said – I mean
– I like him as a head coach,
I think he's
Jim.
A good coach.
I don't. Here's why I tell you why.
Okay.
One of the biggest problems with this team over the 5 years he's been here have been pre-snap penalties. If you're a head coach and you have consistently have pre-snap penalty issues, that falls on you. I'm sorry. It's an undisciplined group. That's what falls on him. And I'll say this too. Look, when we look at when the Browns have had success over the last 5 years, they've had success in two kind of wonky seasons when every break went their way. NFL games come down to, like, breaks and how they affect you. You're not a successful organization when you count on every break going your way to have a successful season. Look at the Steeler game yesterday. They threw a pick in the end zone that would have put the game away. And you know what? You thought you very easily could have packed it up and said, the Steelers are going to lose it. But they didn't. Because the good teams are not affected by those 50-50 balls. They're not as affected by them. They don't live and die by things falling their way. They make things go their way. And you show me one case where Kevin Stefanski has built this team into a team that makes their own luck versus when everything goes great, we can make the playoffs. When things don't go 100% our way, we can't. And I go back to the Indianapolis game last year, guys. Look, we're all like, this team's such a wonderful start. You know how many freak things happened in that Indianapolis game for the Browns to actually win it? It was like a comedy of errors. So I want to coach you. I just think when you look at the good coaches, their teams are not so fragile that when they don't get all the breaks, they can't win. And that's what I see from him. I don't see the leadership thing. I don't see a lot. I'm sorry. I think he's a good offensive coordinator. He's obviously not getting it done with the players. And there's no way you bring any of these guys back, period.
Jim, thank you very much. I think one of the big issues, Andy, and I do think there's an issue. And though I like Kevin as a head coach, I do think that one thing stands out to me that I think, okay, why? Why is this the case? Okay. 11-5 first year. That worked. Mm-hmm. 11-5 first year. It's like, boy, you're onto something here. And then 8-9. Okay. And then 7-10. All right. I can live with that. You know, you've got to tinker with the team a little bit. Okay. I could tolerate that. Then you go 11-6 last year, mm-hmm. right? You get to the playoffs. How do you follow all that up with 2-8? That is the one thing that in my mind I just keep going back to and just thinking.
I'll go back.
I could understand a change because of that.
Tyvus made a great point. They changed the entire offense for one player. They changed it all for one player rather than the entire squad. So there's one thing that I think makes a lot of sense.
You kind of had to.
Did you?
Yeah, to see if it would work. And
why are we throwing...
back to my point from the beginning of the season. You've now proven that it's not going to work, and you just need to move on from him and then do damage control on the rest of the playbook and the roster and go.
They've got to figure it out. I mean, this just sucks. The whole thing sucks, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.